The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. I hope that you're ready for tonight's tale, because it's about to get spooky in the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. Download your favorite scary story on my Apple Podcast and Spotify, Tales from the Dark Forest. Now, let's get spooky. This story is from a few years ago. I was working third shift as a beat cop in a small mountain town that catered mostly to tourists. People would come to hike and fish and hunt, that kind of thing. It was a really beautiful place, but also dull as dirt. One night, my partner and I got a call from one of the cabins up on the side of the mountain. A woman was reporting that she saw strange people outside walking around. It sounded like some drunks who were lost, or maybe some kids messing around, but it's not like we could decline. My partner and I jumped in our patrol car and made the 30-minute drive up the side of the mountain to the remote cabin. We noted as we pulled up that there was nothing out of the ordinary. It looked like a nice enough cabin that had been remodeled and rented out. The light was on at the front porch. As we got out of the car, I pointed out to my partner that there were footprints in the newly fallen snow. They seemed to meander around a lot, crossing back and forth across the walk and up the wooden steps to the front porch and then back. My partner decided to take a closer look at the footprints and try to trace them backwards, while I ascended the handful of steps to the front porch and knocked on the front door. I called out my name and announced that I was the police as I did. While I was waiting for an answer, I heard the sound of voices to my left.
Hey, over here.
It sounded like it was coming from the porch, a low, rhythmic talking voice that sounded male. I walked to the end of the porch and shined my flashlight out across the stretch of open ground there, but all that I saw was the sparkling of the snow. Just as I had decided I must have heard the residents in the house talking through the window or something, the front door opened and a scared-looking young woman peeked her head out. I quickly waved my partner over and she ushered us both inside. The woman was petite, probably in her mid to late 20s, and was dressed in pajamas with a heavy jacket thrown on top. I asked her if she could call everyone in the cabin together, and she looked confused. She said that she was the only one there. When I explained that what I had heard a male voice while I was standing outside, I watched as the color drained from her face. I asked if maybe she had the TV on or something, but she said that she hadn't. Looking distinctly uncomfortable, my partner asked the young lady to explain what was going on. She led us to the back of the cabin, where there was a small TV set. It was hooked up to a mess of wires with a plastic switcher sitting beside it. She quickly explained that the cabin had an old CCTV security system with cameras at the front and back door that you could watch from the TV setup in the dining room. She said that she had been hearing strange noises outside all night, ever since the sun went down. She thought that it was some coyotes, or maybe a bear, so she decided to sit out here and watch the TV. When she did, she saw strange hooded figures walking around outside her cabin. At this point, she pulled out her phone and showed us a video she took. Watching the way her hands trembled as she handed her phone over to us, I could only imagine why. It was a video taken of the TV from almost exactly where we were standing. It was a little hard to make out from the small screen, but it was clearly of tall black figures in a roughly human shape. There were two of them, at the front door, just as my partner and I had done not more than a few minutes ago. As we watched, the figures turned towards each other and seemed to confer with one another about something. Then, one of them leaned forward and seemed to try the doorknob while the other walked a few feet away to test the window. I glanced briefly at the woman. She was pacing nervously back and forth at the end of the dining room table, shooting uncertain glances at the sliding door. I noticed a 2x4 shoved in the door, holding it shut from the inside. On the video, the figures gathered at the front door, trying the knob briefly before putting their heads together again. Their faces weren't visible, so I couldn't see their lips to see if they were actually saying anything. There was no sound on the video but the woman's hoarse breathing. "Could you hear if they were saying anything?" I asked as I looked up from the video. Just as she opened her mouth to answer, a terrible noise came from the CCTV sitting right across us. To this day, I have trouble describing it. I've never heard anything like it before or since. The closest I could come to describing it is that it sounded like a cross between a cat screaming and a burst of white noise from an old TV. "What was that?" my partner exclaimed, both of us flinching back from the sound. The woman was pressing her hands to her mouth and her eyes were shining with tears, but she managed to whisper, "It's them." I don't know what kind of follow-up questions to ask of that, but before we could even attempt to stumble through one, the front door started to rattle violently on its hinges. I looked at the CCTV and saw that they were back, whoever they were. There was just one standing on the porch now, a dark hand reaching out of frame and violently pulling on the door. My partner had his hand on his gun and was yelling that he was the police as he approached the front door. The woman had crouched down with a whimper, covering her face with her hands. I put my hand on my weapon as well, and was about to follow him when I thought about the sliding door less than 2 feet from me and the woman. In a split-second decision, I reached over and slapped at the switcher, flipping the CCTV over to the camera at the back door. At first, I thought there was nothing there. It was a cement patio with a motion light shining brightly down in the front of the sliding back door. I could see more strange footprints in the snow approaching and leaving the back door aimlessly. As I looked closer, I realized I could see feet. Black bundled feet standing just at the edge of the circle of light, at least 6 pairs of them. "Get away from the door," I said to the woman as firmly and calmly as I could manage. She looked at me and whatever she saw in my face made her quickly scramble away. My partner was at the front door by then. The doorknob had stopped shaking. He paused and is yelling to look at me as I yanked the blinds over the patio door away. The light from the kitchen and dining room were thrown into the backyard, illuminating not just 6, but probably 2 dozen figures in black. They were just standing there, staring back at us. Without the blurring of the CCTV to cloak them, it became clear just how strange they were. They were all exactly the same height and shape. They looked human, but every bit of skin was covered with coarse black cloth. Not careful cut and sewn black clothing, but what looked like just random bits of cloth in different shapes draped or wrapped around each inch of them, including their faces, hands, and feet. I heard my partner whisper something like, "Oh shoot," behind me. I absolutely agreed. I had been through training. I know how to defend myself. But if you told me that I was going to fight off 20 full-size grown men in the middle of nowhere, with backup almost optimistically 20 minutes away, every cell of my body told me that I was not going to get out of this alive. Just as I was about to psych myself to pull my weapon, or open the door and try to address them, that strange cat yowl white noise sound came again. It was in stereo, coming from somewhere in the woods behind the property, and also from the CCTV speakers a second later as it picked it up. Once the yowl quieted, the figures turned around and just left. One by one, very slowly and casually, they all turned around and slowly walked into the darkness, into the woods, in the dead of winter. There was nothing behind this cabin, not that I knew of, except the endless miles of untamed wilderness and jagged mountain peaks. At the end, just one was left, the one closest to the back door. He stayed there, staring at us, until another figure came around the side of the house and stopped at his side. The second figure tilted his head towards the first, and I heard the same monotone sort of speech that I had heard at the front porch, for just a second before they turned around and they left together. The second they were gone, my partner burst into action. He pulled the young woman up off the floor where she had been quietly crying, and pushed her towards the bedroom and told her to pack a bag. I went back to the CCTV and spent a few several minutes clicking back and forth between the front and back porch cameras, but didn't see or hear anything else. Once she came out, we escorted her to the car. We asked if she would feel more comfortable at the station, but she said that she was just going to keep driving until she got to the airport and flied home. Honestly, if I had the option, I probably would have done the same thing. Standing in the driveway after she pulled away, I felt like my whole world had tilted on its axis and not in a good way. In the car on the ride back to the station, I tried to get my partner to talk about what had happened, but he just shut it down. He quit within a week. I managed to get myself transferred into a big city with higher crime rates. Arguably, a worse job, but if I never had to drive up to those mountains ever again, I'd consider myself lucky.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.